Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This is the sound of Jupiter, as heard by the Cassini spacecraft when it flew by back in January 2001. Another space probe, Galileo, has also taken a sneaky peek at the celestial body, but because of an antenna malfunction and high levels of radiation, it transmitted very little data back to Earth. Thus, this planet has remained a mystery to many, despite being a big player when it comes to the formation of our solar system, as Juno Probe co-investigator Professor Stan Cowley explains.
Well, Jupiter is the largest planet in our solar system, and it's therefore dynamically very important for the formation, original formation of the solar system, and for understanding the way that the solar system came about.
Okay then, so tell me a bit about this mission Juno that set off on August 5th, 2011.
There are three main elements of the program. Those three areas are investigation of the interior. The second is to look at the dynamics of the atmosphere. It's mainly water that is actually at the root cause of the weather systems. And Juno carries microwave radiometers to look at the microwave radiation coming out, which will actually be able to penetrate through the clouds down to depths of about 100 atmospheres of pressure. So that is the second major area. And the third area, which is the one that we're actually involved in, is the polar auroras, which are around 10 times brighter than those at Earth. They have 100 times the amount of power coming out of them. Unlike the Earth, whose auroras are generated by the interaction between the planetary magnetic field and the solar wind stream coming out from the Sun, Jupiter's auroras, as we have proposed, theoretically anyway, are generated wholly internally due to dynamics produced by, in fact, the moon Io interacting with the planet's magnetic field.
Right, because you sent me a video and they are absolutely beautiful to
watch. Yeah, it's fantastic, yes. They're a very dynamic, dancing auroras. They're incredibly hard to explain how they change, but they're sort of streaks and patches and waves go through them. But exactly what is going on there is, again, one of the things we want to discover.
But to discover this, it's no easy feat. Jupiter has the strongest magnetic field and has lethal radiation belts.
That, in a good technical phrase, will fry any electronics.
The key is to fly Juno into this extremely narrow gap between the radiation belt and the atmosphere.
So that it has the actual shooting of the spacecraft has to be exceedingly accurate in order to be able to do that. It's a really very narrow gap that you have to get the spacecraft into.
So when will we know that we've hit that radiation gap? When does the nail biting end?
It should be well known beforehand because, you know, celestial dynamics being what it is, you can predict very, very accurately position of the spacecraft, speed of the spacecraft, and hence where it's going to go. What has to happen and what is the crucial thing is that when you're getting close to periapsis on the first pass through this gap, you have to fire the rocket motor, which slows the spacecraft, and so that the gravity of Jupiter will actually capture it into an orbit around the planet. If that burn does not take place correctly, then the spacecraft will simply go sliding off back away from the planet and will not come back again. So that would be a basically end of mission.
Yes, I suppose billions down the drain.
A fair amount of effort and expenditure, yeah. But you know, these things are engineered for reliability. So then we do two long orbits over 55 days, starting data collection after that has taken place. Then there are other correction burns which actually bring the orbit down to a two-weekly orbit, and there'll be about 30 or so of those. Nominally, the spacecraft is then going to be consumed by the atmosphere in a fireball, but that is, you know, 80 months hence or thereabouts, and maybe there will be ways of extending the mission